This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. As we just heard, the main source of lead in the Bay Area comes from lead paint in old homes. But just last year, after many local school districts tested their water, some schools found they had a lead problem in their water, too. And joining me now are our reporters, Marissa Ortega-Welch and Angela Johnston, to learn more about this other source of Bay Area lead poisoning. So, Angela, how big of a problem is this? How many schools have high levels of lead?
Well, local water districts are testing drinking fountains and water taps at schools all over the Bay Area. And actually, most schools are fine. They have low levels of lead under the level set by the EPA.
Okay.
But the most recent data we have from the State Water Board shows that a handful of schools in Oakland Unified and San Francisco Unified School Districts have extremely high levels of lead. We're talking anywhere from 2 times the recommended level of lead. And one school in San Francisco had nearly 60 times the recommended amount.
Crazy high levels of lead. Mm-hmm. And we should mention that even in these schools that don't have high levels of lead, that have levels below the level set by the EPA as mm-hmm. the level of concern, they still have lead in their drinking water.
So there's still lead.
There's still lead. And, you know, similar to how the CDC says that no level of lead in blood is safe, as we've been hearing about in our stories, there are health advocate groups like CalPERG that are saying no level of lead in the water is safe for our kids.
Right. So what are schools doing about this?
Well, different school districts are taking slightly different approaches, but all of them are trying to take action immediately. They're shutting down those particular drinking fountains or taps, and then they're setting up hydration stations, you know, like water coolers. They're giving out reusable water bottles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some schools are installing filters that can filter the lead out. But then the main thing that they need to do is replace that fixture, because we're talking about fixtures, right? That's the problem. It's not the pipes, and it's not the drinking water.
Yeah, and we know this because if you run the water for a while and then test it, it doesn't have high lead levels. It's the water that's been sitting in the fixture, say, overnight that has the high lead levels.
So the actual fountain.
So the actual fixtures in the fountain.
The thing that kids are leaning down and you know, putting their mouth near,
mm-hmm.
hopefully not on.
Mm-hmm. A lot on.
Right.
And local water districts test for lead in the water before it gets sent out through the water system. And we know that the water before it gets sent out doesn't have lead. So to solve the problem, like Marissa said, it's a matter of replacing those fixtures.
Okay. So how is this problem only being discovered right now? Why now?
Well, a new law went into effect this year in California that requires all K-12 public schools to test their drinking water for lead. So that just started in January, and all schools have to test their water sources by July of 2019.
Mm. And this whole issue actually caught people's attention last year when McClyman's High School noticed it had a problem with sediment in its drinking water. So they asked for their water to be tested, and it turned out it had lead in it, too, at a couple different locations in the locker room, at some water fountains, and I think a faucet in the kitchen as well.
So that made news. That obviously caught people's attention, caught Oakland Unified School District's attention. And so they actually started testing for lead in schools before this law even went into effect.
Okay, so you've done a lot of reporting. Did you meet any children in your reporting who've been poisoned by water at schools?
Well, not in person, but the public health nurse that we followed did tell us about one case, his basketball player at McClyman's High School. Like Marissa said, a place that did have really high levels of lead in their fountains. She said the student was really hyperactive. Her mom said she was hard to discipline, and she turned out to have a really high level of lead. It was confusing at first because most cases that the public health nurse gets are young children, not teenagers. But a few months after the nurse got this case, the news that McClyman's High School had lead in the water came out, and she kind of put two and two together.
But that family didn't want to talk to us. We reached out to them. They weren't interested in being interviewed. We should say, still in Alameda County, while this is a huge concern, lead in drinking water in schools is a huge concern, especially for little kids, elementary schools, daycares, the majority of cases of lead poisoning are still caused by lead paint in old homes. Mm. But this is a big concern as well. And this public health nurse, Dieppe, that we've been following, she wants to see all kids at schools that have shown these high levels of lead to be tested for lead poisoning.
And tomorrow we're going to talk about testing and all of the numbers that go behind that and what still needs to be done.
So I have kids. Lots of people listening to this have children in schools. How does one know about the lead levels at their kids' school?
So school districts are still in the process of testing, so your kid's school may not have gotten tested yet. We should mention, if we haven't already, that this law only applies to public schools. Mm-hmm. That does include charter schools, at least in Oakland Unified. But if it's private school, it wouldn't necessarily have been tested. But what you can do is go on your school district's website. If it's a private school, then it's probably the school's itself website. School districts, Oakland School District, San Francisco Unified, are posting updated information. They're posting some of the test results, and they're posting what actions have been taken around those water taps, those sources that have tested high for lead.
You can also go online to KALW.org. We'll have links to some of these resources, different resources on how to get your child tested for lead, how to test your home or your water for lead as well. So go online to KALW.org and check that out.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.